This is Cousin Brucey's Rock and Roll Party. Here's everybody's favorite cousin.
Cousin Brucey!
Testing, testing. This is the first test of 26. Testing, it's okay? Good. Thank you.
Baby, don't you wanna clap your hands down, baby?
Come on, let's go, go, go. What a boogie show. Come on and go, go, go.
With Cousin Brucey.
Go, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, lend me your ears, please. Please.
Baby, don't you wanna tap your feet now, baby?
Come on, let's go, go, go. What a boogie show. Come on and go, go, go.
With Cousin Brucey.
Can you believe the calendar? We are doing our first show of 2026. All right. Hi, everybody. Cousin Brucey here. And hour two of our first show of 2026. I've been very fortunate, very lucky with this career of mine, with this life of mine. I don't like to call it a career. It sounds too stiff, you know. This life of mine, music, and being with you all the time for all these years. I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of wonderful people and make some good friends. And I have a good friend right now. I know you love her, and I adore her. So, first of all, my friend Petula, well, I don't know if I should call you Petula or Sally reading your book today. I'm not too sure. What do your good friends call you? What do you want to be called? I don't want to get it anymore.
My father made up the name Petula. You know, it sounds a bit phony to me, but my name on my birth certificate is Sally, and I rather like it. And there are one or two people I know who find it amusing to call me Sally, and I almost was going to call the book Sally, and then the publisher said, maybe not. So I remember the remark that John Lennon made when he said, "Is that you, Petula?" So that's what it's called now.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. That fascinated me. That story fascinated me. Well, if you don't mind, I'm so used to calling you Petula. I have to call you Petula because otherwise I'd be confused.
Don't call me Pet.
No. I read that in your book. Let me tell you, I learned a lot about you, a lot that I didn't know. Well, obviously, it's a lot of a very personal book. Now, Petula, the first thing that I'm getting out of this book, besides, by the way, the photographs are worth the price alone. Wow.
They're good, aren't they? I really took time to find them. And there are some that I hadn't seen for a long time. Yes, I agree with you. The photographs are good.
They are beautiful. So why at this time? Now, I know we've talked about this in the past, and we said to you, did you keep a journal? And of course you do. And write a book. And you said you're not ready. So what? Why is this book coming? The book is called Is That Petula, by the way, an autobiography. And it's a wonderful book, which we're going to talk about in a few moments. Why now, 2025, going to 2026, were you ready to write this book?
Well, everybody's got a book in them. You know, everybody's got something interesting to say. But I had been asked many times to write a book in different countries, you know. In France, they say, Kenji, you should write about your life. And it never interested me at all. And then my husband, who maybe you didn't know this, but he passed away last year.
Yes.
And he very much wanted me to write it. And so I think I wrote it for him. And it wasn't easy. I'm not the kind of person who looks back all the time, you know. I don't sit around saying, oh, those were the days, you know. But having to write it meant that I did have to look back, and some of it was even quite enjoyable. So it was an interesting experience for me.
But what I love that you did, and you say this in the book, I've found that several times, that life has been wonderful, but there are some bad roads ahead once in a while. And it's not all just mushy, pushy, you know. If you talk about some things that happened that, well, were kind of rough. I put in a little crease in the road. What I love about this book called Is That You, Petula, which I'm going to ask you about in a minute, is that when I'm reading this book, I got it yesterday, by the way, as my holiday present, and it's going to be my one of my most cherished presents, right, besides my numerous watch. This is number two. I love it. Is That You, Petula? I'm hearing your voice. I'm reading this thing, and that's kind of unusual. When I read books, a lot of autobiographies, which I get, I don't hear the person's voice. Why am I hearing Petula Clark's voice? That's a little scary. Well, is that included?
I insisted that it should really sound like me. And, you know, I have sometimes a rather weird way of talking, and that's me, you know. And the guy who was helping me with it, he's an Englishman, and he didn't know that much about me. I mean, he knew some stuff, but a lot of stuff he didn't know, and he didn't know about America, and he didn't know stuff about me personally. And so I really had some long, long conversations with him, which he recorded. And little by little, he started to get my voice. And I think you're right. It does sound like me.
It really does. So you're happy with the result of this book?
Well, you know, it's very difficult for me to judge, BC. You know, I mean,
I know.
You know, it's me, it's my life, and I say at the end of the book, and you haven't got to the end of it yet.
No, not yet, not yet. Don't tell me. Don't spoil it.
No. It's just that I say I probably left out as much as I put into the book. You know, let's face it, there are certain stories that you don't want to tell because they involve other people and you don't want them to be upset by it. So the stuff that I didn't put in, but I put a lot of personal stuff in it too.
Yes, you did. And we get to know you. We get to know Petula Clark like we've never known her before. I mean, yeah, we know Petula Clark, Downtown, and Color My World, and we know, you know, certain things about your marriage and, you know, things that hit the press. But in this book, we have a lot of, personal stuff. And as I said, the photographs are worth the price of the book alone. Really wonderful. It's published by, what, Penguin? Is that one? Let me look. Yep. Memoir Penguin Company UK. So I don't know who does it in the U.S. FSC. Anyway, and you can get it, you go on Amazon and grab a hold of it now.
All right, you got it on Amazon, did you? I don't think it's been released in the States yet.
No, I didn't get it. I got a package that said,
okay.
Here's Petula, open it up. No, it didn't. I got it in the mail. Is That You, Petula? That's when I first saw that in the press release before I got the book, I didn't read the anecdote. That's a strange name for a book, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Have you read the anecdote yet?
Yes, I have. I know what it is. I'm just teasing you and the audience. That's all.
Yeah, and it takes rather a long time to tell the story.
Yeah,
but it's a John Lennon quote, and he saw me standing in the doorway. And he looked up with his little glasses and he peered at me and he said, "Is that you, Petula?" So I thought it was rather cute.
Well, it was very cute. But now, you went over there at house. You were very, as far as I know, in this book, you were pretty upset. You had a performance, I think it was in Quebec. And
Montreal.
Montreal, all right. Well, I was geographically a few miles off. And there was a difference between doing the show in French, Canadian French, and English, and you made a decision, and you were pretty upset by it. I'm not going to blow the story. And then you got out in the rain. But what made you go to John Lennon? That's what I don't understand. Why did you go
over there? Well, he just happened to be in town, and I didn't know John Lennon at all. And I was very upset by what was happening, because, you know, when I don't want to tell the whole story, but I think I need to tell your listeners that when I first went to Montreal, I was living in France. You know, I married a Frenchman, and I had a lot of hit records in French. And so when I was booked into Montreal the first time, I was booked in as a French singer. And so, you know, I did a one-woman show in French, and it was very successful. And then I guess a few years later, not long afterwards, Downtown happened, and then all the other hits happened in English, and they were hits all over the world, including Canada. And so when they asked me to go back to Montreal, I thought, oh, great, I can do a bilingual show. I can do songs in French and songs in English. But that's when the problem started, because the English-speaking people didn't want me to sing in French, and the French speakers didn't want me to sing in English. And it was like open war in the theater. That's what this story is all about.
Yeah. And it's quite a story, too. And are you telling me you never met John Lennon before? Is that, did I understand that
correctly? No, I've never met him.
So how did you get...
No, I've met Paul and, you know, the others, but never met John.
So
and
how did you...
I always liked him. And he was doing a bed-in. I don't know if any of your listeners will remember that.
Oh, yeah, well, who doesn't...
Bed-in for Peace.
A bed-in, that's right.
With Yoko. Mm-hmm. And... you know, there was a lot of publicity around it, so I knew he was in Montreal. And I thought, well, why don't I go and speak to somebody who doesn't know any, you know, somebody I don't know, and explain it, and he might give me some good advice. And the advice is in that book.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, I took a lot of nerve doing that, just knocking on the door of the bed-in, and you don't even know the guy. Well, yeah, but I guess that's the way. But we both know John Lennon, or knew John Lennon, unfortunately. I have to put that in the past tense.
Yeah.
And he was quite a human being. He was very, very special.
Yes.
Well, I love that story, and I know the readers and the listeners are going to love it, too. Do you have a favorite chapter in the book? There's some very strange chapter titles, by the way.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. You have a favorite?
Favorite chapter? Well... I'd be honest with you, probably that one of the happiest moments I had in my career and in my life was when I was making Finian's Rainbow, the movie, with Fred Astaire. It was probably the most enjoyable time I felt. I was working with some of the great people. I was working a lot with Quincy. You know, I was driving my car to the studio every day. I used to love to drive fast, still do. I used to drive to the studio with the, you know, open car and music blasting away. I was listening to American music, incidentally, American 60s music, which was great. I used to listen to the Beach Boys and the Mamas and the Papas and all that. I just felt I was in the right place at the right time in my life.
Mm, beautiful. That's nice. And you were. And what a great film. Fred Astaire, did he ever give you any comments? Did he give you any advice or anything? Because now you were dancing with this man. That has to be a highlight of your life, which you just said it was. Do you remember anything he told you?
I did a sort of hop, skip, and a jump. It wasn't exactly a Ginger Rogers performance, but he was... Well, Fred was a perfectionist, and he didn't like mediocre at all. So he used to drive himself. He wasn't a young man when he made this movie, and he used to rehearse all the time. But we had a wonderful day together with Francis Coppola, who was directing the movie, just the three of us. We went off into the country to shoot some footage for the opening of the movie, and we laughed and we sang. I used to love Fred's voice. I thought he was a pretty good singer, actually. And he wanted me to sing, so we would sing together, and then Francis would join in. Francis was an Italian, so he liked to sing. So somebody should have recorded all that. It would have been interesting. They were wonderful moments, and Fred didn't give me advice. No, he was just happy to... Well, I think he kind of liked me, and I adored him. And we both adored Francis, although he was a bit off the wall at the time. But, you know, he was the new boy on the block. Mm-hmm. and of course, he had his assistant with him, who was George Lucas. So it was quite a merry band of people.
And if great experience. Well, I love this book. I look forward to continuing if I ever get past the photographs, which are profuse. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. But Petula, this picture of you as a child, and we just look at you growing up to this beautiful woman you are today. So this autobiography, Cousins, is called Is That Petula? And when do you think it'll be available?
Is that you, Petula?
Yeah, is that you? Yeah, is that you, Petula? And Petula, when do you think this will be available here in the States?
I really don't know. I should ask them about that. I'm sure it will be released eventually. And it's going to be translated, too. It has to be translated into French because I get masses of letters from France saying, when's it coming out? You know, so that should be interesting, translating it into French.
Well, it better be translated into French. You'll have troubles again. And you'll have to look for other people to help you to relax.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
No, French is easy for me. I speak pretty good French.
Oh, I know you do. How many languages do you sing in? You have songs in different languages. You did a few different languages.
I sang a little bit in Spanish, not much, but I sang a lot in Italian, which I love doing. And a lot in German, too, which I did not enjoy so much. But I found German very difficult. But Italian was so... I love the sound of it, you know.
Well, listen, you are so talented and so sweet and so nice. And I cherish the idea that we are friends. And I really love talking to you. And I wish you the very, very best. You know, our producer Elias put together a medley of Petula Clark. And if you don't mind, I would like to play. I put together this medley. It should be called an album, because where do you start and where do you stop? So we're going to play that with your permission. Yeah. So the book, Is That You, Petula? Quote from John Lennon. I love that story. Where do you read that story, Cousins? You're going to love it.
Petula Clark. I want to tell you, Brucey, it is such a pleasure to be talking to you again.
Well, I look forward to our meetings all the time, and I will always cherish the day that I danced with you at the PNC Theater in New Jersey when we did a show.
I
have that photograph, and I don't quite look like Fred Astaire, but it's, you know, reasonable. I'm wearing shoes anyhow.
Vive la différence.
Thank you. Petula, thank you so much. We're going to play my Petula album right now, and the best to you. Happy holidays. And long may you wave, my sweet.
Well, take care of yourself.
Thank you, you too. And we'll talk very soon. Thank you, hon. Thank you. Wait, is that... What a lovely, lovely person that is. Besides being one of the most talented in the world, but lovely, sweet. You know what I'm going to do? I have that album that we put together, thanks to Elias and our staff. And we're going to play it for you in one moment. Music by Petula. Stand by.
This is Cousin Brucey's Rock and Roll Party.
Music Radio. Cousin Brucey.
All right, my friends. That is so nice, huh? Oh, love being with her. All right, now. So we put together, Elias and our staff put together, I mean, how do you put together such magnificent music, right? I mean, all different languages. I wish I could have done that. Maybe someday we will. Anyway, I want you to listen to this album. It's Petula Clark, Cousins.
You'll never see a dark cloud hanging round me. Now there is only blue sky to surround. Turning to gold. So you can cover my world with sunshine yellow each day. Oh, you can cover my world with happiness all the way. Just take the green from the grass and the blue from the sky up above. And if you color my world, just paint it with your love. Just color my world.
life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will